The new Medicare law doesn't just provide a prescription drug benefit, it also spends billions to expand the role of private insurance companies in Medicare. And that poses this problem. Private Medicare plans cost more than government-run Medicare. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Politicians have believed for close to 20 years that private, for-profit companies could cut Medicare's costs. Professor Brian Biles of George Washington University says congressional Republicans even thought they could help balance the federal budget by privatizing Medicare.
Managed care had been really effective on the employer side, and so federal policymakers said, boy, this is really working over here for employers. Why can't it work for Medicare?
So, in 1997, Congress created a new program for private companies called Medicare Plus Choice.
The theory was that the plans would be so efficient in managing hospitals and doctors that they could make their own profits, they could produce savings for the government, and they could provide additional benefits for the elderly.
It was a tall order, and the industry didn't deliver. Over the 6 years of Medicare Plus Choice, the percentage of Medicare beneficiaries in private plans has actually shrunk, from 14% down to 11% today. Karen Ignani is president of the Health Insurance Industries Trade Group.
When this program was developed in 1997, no one in Congress anticipated that that would be the effect.
Ignani says a complicated payment formula was to blame. Congress underpaid insurers in urban areas where most seniors live, so there would be more money to encourage companies to go into rural areas. Ignani says as a result, many companies had to drop out of Medicare or cut back substantially. That's true as far as it goes. But another problem was that private companies couldn't squeeze out the savings that lawmakers thought they would.
There are really only three ways in which you can hold down costs in health care if you're an insurer or if you're the Medicare program.
Marilyn Moon is a health policy analyst at the American Institutes for Research. She says the first way to reduce costs is by cutting administrative costs. Medicare has lower administrative costs than private plans. The second way is to negotiate lower prices with doctors and hospitals. Moon says the government does that better, too.
And finally, the only thing that's left to you as a private plan, then, is to control the use of services. And many people are very skeptical of being told by their insurance plan that they cannot go into the hospital, they cannot have a particular test. They are very skeptical about this, and we've seen a big backlash.
Indeed, Brian Biles at George Washington University points to the forecast by Congress's own advisors, the Medicare Payment Advisory Commission. By 2004, the government will pay more on average for a senior citizen who is insured by a private company under Medicare Plus Choice than for regular Medicare fee-for-service care.
If it's paying $100 in the fee-for-service system, it would be $103 in the managed care plans, so it's 3% more.
And what about the new money that Congress has just pumped into Medicare?
We expect that $103 will increase to something on the order of maybe $107.
In other words, every time a Medicare beneficiary leaves the government program for a private plan, taxpayers will effectively pay, on average, a surcharge of 7%. Actually, data from the agency that runs Medicare suggests the surcharge is even higher. That's because the private plans pick and choose their patients, so they get the healthiest ones who cost less to serve than those in government-run Medicare. If these trends look bad now, they're likely to look even worse in the next decade. By then, retiring baby boomers will have doubled Medicare's ranks. And at some point, politicians will have to face the ultimate questions on Medicare. Will they put more money into it, or will they cut medical care? Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.